workers, you know, God, like, what are you doing? Usually the other teams we've gone out, we've built walls and we've done things, and I said, like, I mean, I can barely lift a pencil anymore. And I'm looking at this team and saying, God, you got to take care of this. And the project that Hector put together for this was really set for this team. It was work. It wasn't heavy work. It was stuff that God knew we could do. And the team was put together with different talents. We have strengths. We have weaknesses. And it was amazing to see God use every member of this team and use our strengths to just carry on the work that he called us to. And I'm not going to say much more because everyone else is going to do it as they present. But one of the things we do is we presented an object lesson, and it's called the sticky chair. And I'm going to bring the chair here, and the team did this. And I'm just going to, I guess this is a good spot for it. And we're going to, actually, this is probably a better spot. I'm going to call the team up, and this is representing sin. Don't touch it, and we'll let the team go from there. Sometimes sin seems attractive and we are drawn to it, but it draws us in and it sticks to us. And the only way we can get rid of sin is by allowing Christ to come in and take that sin away from us. And that's the object lesson we had there. We're now going to start our presentations. And Andrea was, she was the newest member of the team, and I'll let Andrea come up and have her presentation.
Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to be back, and I'll just start off. Maybe you've taken a mission trip or two in your lifetime. Maybe you know someone that's taken one. Maybe you thought about it, but you never really think that you're going to do it. Personally, I was a newbie of the team. Oh, go me. If you told me about a year ago that I'd be going to Guatemala to help build a roof, I would have told you that you were crazy. By taking a leap of faith and actually doing what God was calling me to do, I actually found a sense of peace, even in the midst of a very difficult season. I wouldn't trade the memories and experiences I got during this trip for the world, and I am so glad that God gave me this opportunity to share his love through my various interaction with the children. Although the people of Guatemala had little, they were the most kind, accepting people I have ever met in my life. Every interaction I had at least three kids surrounding me, excited to be in my presence. They thought I was changing their lives, but little did they know, they were changing mine. Throughout the week, the kids showed me so much love and joy. From the little girl who sat on my lap the very first day doing service, to the children who quietly stood as God led me to share my testimony, I found a new kind of comfort. This comfort was not only in hugs and thank yous, but in smiles. Every child I had the absolute pleasure to meet and play alongside. On this trip, I wasn't just a follower of Jesus, but I was their amigo as well. This little girl you see here in this photo could have chosen any other empty seat, but along with her brother, they chose to sit beside me. As service concluded, they both ran up to me and grabbed me by the hand and showed me where their truck was. And more children showed up. Endless hugs and goodbyes later were shared that day. And little did they know, it was only the beginning. about halfway into the trip, Helen and I had the privilege of meeting Bella. For those who aren't familiar with Bella, she's a vibrant young lady the children's ministry here at Broadway gets to support. As a Sunday school teacher who often asks the children if they brought in some change to help Bella go to school, I knew this was going to be an amazing experience. From her big smile to her silly personality, I just couldn't get enough. Even with the language barrier, the experience itself was everything and more. Helen and I got to know her and her family and discover the love for Italian food, any pizza lovers out there, and sleeping in on weekends. I mean, not including Sundays, of course. Bella's favorite subject is Italian, and she loves to sing and play piano along her sister in worship. And let me tell you, they have some incredible voices. Meeting Bella and her family was truly special and hard to put into words. Seeing the joy on her face and just the amazing amount of gratitude just made an impact on me forever. In the end, it wasn't the trip that was truly incredible. It was God. My heart wouldn't have fallen more in love with God if it wasn't Him doing all the changing. Every day, I woke up with a purpose greater than just merely existing. I woke up knowing that I belong to God and that He could and would do good with me that day. But with each tired sigh, I knew that the Lord was using my weaknesses to show His strength. As I sat on the steps of our very last visit of the church under the bridge, I was exhausted and lost on what I should do. Ruth, our wonderful host, suggested I take out some bubbles. As little girls gathered around in the moment, they were the light guiding my path, more than I ever realized. They took turns blowing bubbles, and I must have looked so silly. I had the biggest smile plastered on my face. But you know what? I just couldn't help it. I just soaked it all in. As I got closer to the end, I just couldn't believe that I was still there. And I just want to leave you with this verse. You've heard it all. It's Matthew 28:19. Go thereafter and make disciples of all nations. Thank you.
Thanks so much for sharing that, Andrea. I think it's just incredible. You can't really see from that picture there, but that last picture, she had to walk down like literally a cliff into a valley where that church was, and it was just by the hands of God. And I'm going to speak from my experience about God's faithfulness. This Guatemala trip impacted me in many ways, and a lot of them have left a deep and abiding impact on my life. For me, one of the greatest takeaways from this trip was seeing God's faithfulness and sovereignty at work. On this trip, I learned the importance of trusting God, even in the midst of tragedy. But before I share further, let me just back up and provide a little context to our story. Up on the screen, you'll see a picture of Pastor Wilbert, his wife, Victoria, and their three children. They were the pastor we were working with in a small village called Osuna. About a year and a half ago, Pastor Wilbert and it felt God's call to move his young family from another town to the village of Osuna to pastor a small church there. The village of Osuna is located about a kilometer from the foot of Fuego, which is one of Central America's most active and dangerous volcanoes. Within less than a year of moving to the village of Osuna, tragedy struck. Last June in 2018, Fuego erupted, devastating Osuna and other nearby communities located near the foot of the volcano. It destroyed dozens of homes and claimed the lives of over 200 people. we actually heard reports from Hector that a couple of the people in Osuna had lost over 40 family members from that eruption. I can't even imagine the devastation and heartache this community must have gone through in the wake of this tragedy. When we arrived on February 4th, it actually had been 8 months and a day since the volcano erupted. As you can see from the photo on the screen, the church we visited consisted of four walls, but not much else. When we entered the church, for the first time, we were happy to see the building material that we had purchased for the roof in advance had already arrived. There was minimal supplies, some scaffolding, and when we entered the church, upon closer examination, we were surprised to see a little makeshift bed had been set up in the scaffolding. If you go to the next picture, you'll kind of get a sense of what I mean when I say makeshift bed. When we inquired and asked Hector about this, he explained that Pastor Wilbert had actually been sleeping in the church at night, away from his family, to protect the building supplies we had sent weeks before. I was just struck by the pastor's devotion and his faithfulness in guarding the good deposit entrusted to him, and my heart immediately went out to him. I could only imagine the hardship and challenges he and his family must have faced the past 8 months, the sleepless nights, the time he and his wife must have stayed up praying for God to provide for the needs of this struggling church. And then we showed up to help. I mean, look at us. We're not exactly the dream construction team you might be praying for. It was humbling. It truly was humbling. And when we first met Pastor Wilbert, he was overcome with emotion. I can still remember it to this day, just like it was yesterday. His eyes flooded with tears. As he tried to just express in words his gratitude, both to God and to us. And as I looked into Pastor Wilbert's tear-filled eyes that day, I suddenly realized that our ragtag team of misfits were God's unexpected answer to many months of prayers and sleepless nights. I was just awestruck and humbled by God's amazing faithfulness and sovereign plan, even in the midst of difficult and dire circumstances. Pastor Wilbert had prayed in faith, trusting God to provide a miracle, and our team had simply responded in obedience to God's call to go to Guatemala. We made ourselves available to be used by God in whatever way he saw fit. Despite our weaknesses, God is always made strong. With God's help and your generous donations, we were able to partner with this community to build a new roof in Osuna. And in the process, our faith, the faith of the pastor, his family, the church congregation, was built up. This has always been about more than just a church roof. I believe that future generations here and in Guatemala will be blessed because of this. I just want to take a moment to just give all praise and glory to God. He alone is faithful. And even when we don't understand his timing or his ways, I've learned on this trip the importance of trusting him with everything, even in the midst of tragedy and loss, when all you can see is broken walls and crumbling foundations. I will close my time of sharing with a reading from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 10 to 12. It was a precious promise our team held on to leading up to the trip, and it is one that I came back to many times while in Guatemala. I hope it blesses and challenges you to be the hands and feet of God in a hurting and broken world. It reads, "If you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land."
and he will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a springs whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and raise up age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. Thank you.
In the maternity hospital, first slide, please. First, we went to a large waiting room that had about 50 expectant moms waiting for their prenatal appointments. And we handed each of them a beautiful baby layette gift package, which they were thrilled to get. But for one thing, we just have to say we thank all of you who brought in donations for us to take. We, in fact, took three, maybe four large suitcases and five carry-ons with all these supplies. It was fantastic. So we just want to thank you. We had so many onesies and sleepers, and we used every last one of them, along with a large number of outfits, and there was toys. We had men's shirts as well. We had children's clothes, several very fancy dresses. Maybe one of you brought those in, but the little girls were thrilled to receive those. There was a couple of blue ones and a black with pink one. And they received those at the celebration service that we had. So thank you so much. The next slide is the school under the bridge. For Susan and I to share object lessons and our testimonies to those younger children was such a blessing to us. Next slide. We met our sponsor child while we were there, which we've had only since 2017. Hector came one Sunday to the church here, and he brought profiles of children in need of sponsors. And so we chose her, as she was the same age as some of our grandchildren, so that they would also enjoy being able to draw pictures and write things that we would be able to mail and send in to her. Next slide, please. So through Hector translating, it was a joy to learn a little more about her. Next slide. And next slide. Today only, we have available 8 profiles that you might want to look at if you're interested in sponsoring a child. Jeff is going to be talking a little more about that later, but you will be blessed knowing that you are blessing someone in Guatemala to receive education. Next, and next. All right, this is a little girl that we met at our work site. Her name is Angela. And she's 5 years old. We met her at the end of our first work day as we were getting in the van ready to leave. The next morning, we arrived back to paint, and as I was taking a water shade break, she came into the area and sat beside me and began chatting, hoping that maybe today we would be able to understand her. But that didn't happen. What she heard a lot was, no comprendo español, because we didn't understand her. So we couldn't really chat with her. Next slide, please. I had removed my blue latex paint gloves, and she had found those and proceeded to put them on. And motioned she was ready to work. Next slide, please. I pulled her up a small children's chair that had been off to the side and motioned for her to please sit down, as we couldn't have her in the way of what we were doing. As I thought about it later, it reminded me of the Bible story, the mothers of Salem, and how the disciples shooed these children away, that it was not their place to be there. So I felt a little like that afterwards. But with those gloves put on, not only did she feel empowered, but there was an instant sense of boldness that came over her. And she meant business. She knew what she wanted to do, and she headed off right to the work area where the other ladies were painting. Then she found herself a mini paint roller sitting in a tray. We realized at this point there was really no way that we could stop her, and she began to paint inside the beams just as we were doing. Susan, in fact, helped her out by putting puddles of paint inside the beam so she wouldn't have to keep reaching up high into the tray. But then in true Angela emboldened style, she found herself her own paint container, which was a simple yogurt container. And with that, she was content. She had all the tools that she needed. She painted right alongside of us until she felt she had done enough, which was maybe 20 minutes or so. And then when we looked around for her, she had disappeared. You could do the next slide, please. So with that story, the Holy Spirit seemed to speak a word of inspiration into my heart about that scenario, and it is this. When we become Christians, we have the Holy Spirit inside us that empowers us. He gives us a sense of boldness as he nudges us to step out, and with the tools or gifts that he has placed within us, he wants us to boldly do what he has asked us to do. But we, like Angela, have to be willing to take the first step. And you may want to think about that for a moment. So, oh, the example we can get from a child. And to the children that are here today, no one is too small. When you ask Jesus to come into your heart, you have the Holy Spirit living inside you. So that every day, no matter where you go, you can let your light shine so that people can see the love of God in you. And I'll just call up a verse here. You could do the next slide, please. From Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That was just, it was a stage shot, but I just had to get her holding. We couldn't even find a paint roller that day. They were soaking in the Varsal. But I got her to hold a brush, and yeah, she was a true little helper that day. So thank you.
I think the worship team will be up and having some praise and worship.
Why don't we stand together? We're going to take some time to worship. We're going to hear some more stories from the Guatemala team later, but we want to take some time just to worship, to thank Jesus for what he's done, what he's doing. As we're worshiping together, if you're here today and you have a need in your life and you like prayer for it, for that need in your life, just feel free to come forward to the front. We'll stand and pray with you. The altar workers even are coming now. Let's worship together.